Once saved, one sin. A couple of months ago, I published an article that prompted an article last month about how we sometimes overreact to certain doctrines. I guess that makes this part three because I want to continue the thought first presented last month in the article titled A Swing of the Pendulum. One other doctrine where some of us have been tempted to go too far in our reaction is that of once saved, always saved. Because of teachings about the possibility of losing one's salvation, many Christians are now afraid that they will be punished eternally in hell if they have committed some sin that they are unaware of and therefore can't repent. It is possible to lose salvation. That is one point about which the Scriptures are abundantly clear. There are many passages that support the idea that Christians may fall from grace. One is the passage that uses that phrase, Galatians 5:4. Paul is talking to Christians. To these people who had received salvation, he says that if they rely on legalistic practices, they are fallen from grace. If you can't fall, how could Paul say they had? Other passages warn of the possibility. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. 2 Peter 1:10. But I keep my body under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Perhaps the most notable passage on the subject is the entire book of Jude. He warns of those who are Christians who are leading other Christians into all manner of evil. If it was not possible for them to fall from their saved state, why would he find it necessary to change from what he originally intended to write and instead warn them against something they could not do? Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude verses 14 through 15. These four repeated instances of ungodly are spoken about people who had once been followers of Christ, who had been once saved. They had been ungodly, become godly, and are again ungodly. That seems to be a description of losing one's salvation. How could an ungodly person be a saved person? The problem with arguing that you can lose your salvation is that people begin to think that you can easily lose your salvation. That just is not so. Just as Paul told the Galatians that relying on legalistic keeping of the law of Moses was falling from grace, so also expecting to fall from grace with one sin is believing in legalism. It is believing that God's grace is unable to save and that one can save himself by being perfect or lose his salvation by being less than perfect. The only time one sin can cause a person to lose his salvation is his first sin. Jude may have been writing to warn Christians about those who had turned back from God, but he also said that not all who did so need be lost. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Jude 22-23. Even those who have lost or are in the process of losing their salvation can be restored. In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul tells of a man who engaged in incest. It is generally believed that this is the same man he talks about in 2 Corinthians 2:7, so that contrarywise you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. One who has not turned away from God so much that he will not respond, even an incestuous adulterer, is still a brother. As long as one returns to God, no matter what he has done, he has not lost his salvation. It is possible to lose one's salvation. Fortunately, it is not easy. Let us stop giving the impression to others that it is as simple as one sin.